And good morning, Lee.
And as it stands at the moment, let's just take time out to have a look at the ladders. We see Devonport currently occupying a top place. They have 8 wins for the season to date. Then Wynyard in second, Penguin in third. So they've got the same amount of wins, only percentage separating the Cats and the Two Blues. Burnie in 4th spot. So that's pretty much locked in the top 4. And then outside, La Trobe in 5th spot and Ovaston in 6th position. So tomorrow at the Devonport Oval, it's that rivalry again between Devonport and the Burnie Dockers.
It certainly is. And Devonport have only made the one change in readiness for their home clash with the 4th place Dockers. The Magpies were unable to consider defender Cohen Stevenson, who will be replaced by one of their listed emergencies in Toby Ennis, Flynn Harris, James Gray and Jack Forster. The Dockers surprised its selection, Lee, in naming former player Tom Munday, who has been playing with VFL club Williamstown and more recently in Sunshine. In addition, Burnie have also included former South Launceston and Scottsdale NCFA player Jay Child, who has been named at half forward. The Dockers had a sound win over Ulverston last Saturday, but will find the ladder-leading Magpies a more difficult assignment, given the form of their key forwards, Caleb Van Buren and Joey Chaplin. I'm selecting the Magpies on their home deck to win this one by a narrow margin and consolidate their number one ranking.
Yeah, Burnie and also Wynyard, they've been quite busy over the last 24 hours or so before the cut-off date for registration signing of key players for the second half of this NWFL season. Penguin 2 Blues, having a good season so far. They've got a game against La Trobe tomorrow at Dial Park.
Nicely in third position, we were unable to name injured coach Maverick Weller and small forward Jack Weller for this clash with La Trobe. Their places have been taken by under-18s captain Jalen Farrelly and Jonty Lanham. La Trobe were unable to consider Jaden Last, Wade Jones, Tom Donald and Mitchell Perry, who have been replaced by Sam Hill, Dylan Moore, Jack Goss and Tom Plumridge. The Penguin midfield of Luke Russell, Luke Viney, Matt Elliott, Jay Van Essen and Jacob Brown have been in good form in recent weeks, with forwards Daniel Oates, Dylan Bramich and Declan Lee reaping the benefits. The Two Blues' last outing a fortnight ago resulted in a great win over the Burnie Dockers, and they should have too much firepower for an improving Young Demons at home, so Penguin to take the points in that one, Lee.
And at the Ulverston Recreation Ground, the Ulverston Robins will be welcoming the Wynyard Cats.
Yeah, it should be an interesting encounter at Ulverston, I think. The Robins will be all out to upset the second place Cats. Despite the loss to Burnie, the Robins have opted for an unchanged lineup, while the Cats have made 4 changes. Into the Wynyard team come Johnny McIver, after a stint with TSL Club Launceston and the Tasmania Devils. The Cats have also named key defender Matthew Bugg and tall follower Tom Charles, both returning from injury there, Lee, along with Josh Kay up from the reserves. Out of the Cats lineup go the injured Jake Dixon, Alan O'Sine, who was unavailable, while Brody Best and Noah Fleming head back to the reserves. The Ulverston back half will need to work hard to contain Wynyard forwards Stuart Turner, Connor Barling, Beau Sharman, Zane Murphy and Callum Kabicki. Robins coach Stephen French continues to show great faith in his young squad, but the task of topping the Cats may be just out of their reach at this stage of their development. So winning for me on that one, Lee.
So the favourites should get the points tomorrow. You think Devonport will beat Burnie at Devonport Oval. Penguin should beat La Trobe at Dial Park in Penguin. And rounding out the 3, Wynyard to defeat Ulverston at the Ulverston Recreation Ground tomorrow. And sad news, Kim, during the week of the passing of certainly a local coastal identity, Lawrence China McCall.
Yeah, one of the real characters in Northwest sport there, Lee. China was a great servant of the Myala Football Club, later coaching at either under-19 or reserves levels at Burnie, Wynyard and Penguin, in addition to various school teams. He played in over 500 games for Caprona in the BCL before they became the Somerset Strikers, with the club's best and fairest medal named after him. We send our condolences, Lee, to China's wife Wendy and immediate family. A real loss and a real character in sport. A
lot of stories to tell. Always loved to laugh was China McCall, and he used to be here on the airways of 7BU a few years ago now on our Saturday morning sports show, not only in football but also the Burnie Cricket League. So our condolences are to the family and friends of Lawrence China McCall. Great character indeed. Now, as we turn our attention to the women's competition, we're into round 12 of the NWFL Women's this weekend. Penguin will take on Latrobe. Ulverston will take on Wynyard. Devonport have the bye. And our NWFL girls have been recognised for their performance over the June long weekend in the combined competition there in a tribute tonight at the Penguin Ground, Kim.
Yes, that's correct. Firstly, 26-year-old NWFL women's co-captain Emma Humphreys was acknowledged for her dominance in the recent Interstate Representative Series by taking out the Most Valuable Player Award. Ulverston's Libby Haynes also finished equal third after a great series, with eight NWFL women players named in the All-Star team. In addition to Humphreys and Haynes, other Northwest players to make the All-Star team included Abby Hoiberg-Cox, Charlie Vandenberg, Megan Gaffney, Shania Saywood, Candice Belbin, and co-captain Lauren Stevenson. Now, the squad will be presented with the All-Stars trophy tonight at Penguin, with Emma Humphreys to receive her MVP medal following her return from Melbourne. Emma will be involved in the VFL Women's Elimination Final tomorrow, given her team, the KC Demons, will clash with Essendon. And as you pointed out, the matches this week are on again, and the latter leading Ulverston up against the third place Wynyard. Second place Penguin will host Latrobe at Dial Park, with both matches commencing at 9 a.m. there, Lee.
Yeah, well done to the girls over that June long weekend, the interstate representative game. Job well done. That's at Penguin tonight, as we pointed out. Now, to the AFL, there was a little bit of an upset last night. Marvel Stadium, Kim, with Gold Coast Suns defeating Richmond.
Yeah, you wouldn't have picked that one. It was a huge upset, Lee. Tonight we have the Geelong Cats versus Essendon. Geelong have made two changes in readiness for this clash, with the Bombers recalling Stanley and Myers, while Essendon have promoted Tom Cutler and Will Snelling. Geelong's star-studded forward line of Dangerfield, Hawkins, Rowan and Cameron, you would think would see them home tonight, Lee, in that one.